Welcome. This is the
Crossroads.
My first podcast is going to be on Eid al-Adha, which just concluded across the world earlier this month. I have a problem with this. I can't help but look back at this Muslim tradition as an enormous waste of resource, particularly when it is set against the number of people in the world and the significantly growing number of animals that are sacrificed in this one day. I should say that as part of the Muslim fraternity, my childhood was linked to this tradition, so I understand the festivity that surrounds it. But we were never a rabid follower. You see, I can understand the significance of the story behind the day, and can even appreciate Abraham's devotion to God, that he would willingly sacrifice his son. I don't think I would have passed the test, because I asked too many questions. I would not see it as a legitimate request from an all-loving God. The way I see it is, how could a loving God as such ask of me something as brutal as sacrificing my own son as a test of my devotion to him? Yeah, frankly, as events did flesh out, he did not want that. But I would not have given the Almighty the benefit of doubt. So frail is my devotion in the scale of things. See, lesson learned, point taken. As a result of that, now God, in his infinite wisdom, will never ask something similar of me, for which I'm eternally grateful. From what I understand, the ritual dictates that the flesh and bones of the sacrificed animal be equally divided into three portions. One for distribution among the destitute, one for distribution among the neighbors and friends, and the final third for personal consumption. See, it is this aspect of distribution to the poor that I consider hard to swallow. Not in the least because I don't think the poor deserve it. I think we all do better. And what happens is, you have millions of animals sacrificed at the altar of belief across the world on Eid al-Adha, which means a third of those millions are to be distributed to millions of homeless and destitute people. Unfortunately, these people have no means of storing the meat, allowing whatever remains after consumption over a two-day period to rot. Why cannot it be that, considering the growing number of people in the world, Eid al-Adha is not just a day of sacrifice, but moreover becomes a day of commitment by the community to sacrifice an animal throughout the year in turns? Each day, or each week, only a certain number of animals are sacrificed by the community, such that a third of the meat can be distributed among the poor without fear of overwhelming them or any of it going to waste. Moreover, these poor can be provided again during the next sacrifice a few days later. There are 7 billion people in the world. Imagine that, of which a very conservative guesstimate would put at least a billion Muslims slaughtering maybe 300 million animals in a 24-hour period. It's a lot of meat. My idea is too utopian, or perhaps an affront to Islam. Would love to hear your thoughts for an intelligent debate. Which basically means no fatwas or cursing if you're so inclined. This has been Living on the Crossroads production, written, narrated, edited, and produced by Syed Parath Kumar. You get the picture.